Hello there. Episode number 2 will be available soon. Until then, enjoy a story by Rascal.
But I also just remembered the wasp story. And was it you that locked Mark out?
Those are yellow jackets.
I forgot about that one.
Wonderful, supportive wife that I am.
I just remembered that one, too. Shit. This stuff really seriously got to be written in a book. That was too funny. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, it was funny to watch. I've never seen a man jump straight up in the air, have both his legs up off the ground, wiping swiping frantically at the yellow jackets with neither foot touching the ground, and then running for the,
Why'd you lock him out?
Huh?
Why'd you lock him out?
Well, because the yellow jackets had attacked me the week earlier. It was worse the week before. See, I'd been mowing the lawn and I'd gone over this root, and there's a hole in the root where these yellow jackets had a nest. And unfortunately, I was mowing the grass in a long denim skirt, and these yellow jackets flew up my skirt. And so here I am in an upper middle class neighborhood, and I'm running through the yard disrobing as I run. And I run into the house, and I've shed my skirt, but the yellow jacket is still chasing me. And I ran through the den and around through the kitchen and shut the door into the living room, and then managed to get ahead of it and shut it into the front part of the house. And that sucker still was looking for me when I came after him with some spray. It had been two or three hours later, I was out front at the other end of the house talking to a neighbor, and they found me again and came after me. Oh, yeah. And so I'd forgotten about it. They were terrible stings, and I'd forgotten about it, though, and I heard Mark mowing the lawn just about the time it dawned on me where I could hear him, and I said, oh, man, I bet he's forgotten about those yellow jackets. So I ran to the front window just in time to see him jump straight up in the air and start swiping those yellow jackets off of him. And then he was running around the front of the house, so I ran through the house, grabbed the wasp spray on my way by the broom closet, flung it out to the garage door, rolled it out to him, and slammed the door and locked it because he wasn't bringing them in with him.
Oh, God.
Well, I didn't want to. I did not want to end up. I didn't want them in there. I don't know. It was a fear thing. Well, he was mad anyway. He was going to go take care of him. I gave him all he needed.
Yeah,
I thought I was generous to give him the wasp spray.
That's so funny.